Well later.
Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 12th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy with a temperature range from low 23 to high 27 degrees Celsius. Wind is supposed to be from the northeast at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. We can expect fog overnight, and morning humidity was on 81% and will drop on 69% until noon and rise back up after sunset. Moon is vanishing gibbous and 91% of it is illuminated. Almost after 2 weeks of cyclone, the temperature in town is optimistic, with a new brighter looks on the future, and healthy humor clearly shows how much alive we all still are. So, Jesse invites us tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center to our Hurricane Theater Sports improvised theater games on the topic of the hurricane, and here's Jesse talking about it. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and things are looking bright in sky.
Yeah, we see a lot more sky now, huh? Less trees and more sky. At night you see all the stars twinkling and the air is more clear. We have a brighter moon than ever before. All right, the hurricane is fantastic.
True, it is. And it's also made you active on some levels, right?
Yes, well, I'm always active, and this time we're active about the hurricane. That's right, tomorrow night, that's Friday night, Friday the 13th, we're doing Hurricane Theater. Bring your hurricane stories, your experiences of the hurricane, and we will bring them to life, right before your very eyes, on stage. See other people acting out your life, or perhaps you acting out your life. There, on stage, we will improvise exciting stories about the hurricane, poems about the hurricane, mimes about the hurricane, sort of puppet shows about the hurricane, all sorts of things about the hurricane will happen before your very eyes, on stage, at the Visitors' Center, Friday the 13th, from 7:30 onwards. Don't miss out. It's going to be a whirlwind experience.
Cool. That sounds extremely exciting. What about people like me who are more shy?
Everybody's welcome. You can come and watch. You can come and play, but just come. That's the most important message. You don't have to be on stage. There are people who will do that for you if you don't want to do it. All you have to do is come along, sit in the audience, give us your ideas, and we'll do the best we can to make them happen in front of you as you watch. If you don't want to perform, you don't have to. You can just enjoy the show.
That means that you got some people already lined up?
We always have a crowd of enthusiastic performers that come to all these events. We have a lot of young people that have been trained since birth to become live performers on stage. Those people are going to be there making things happen, crackling and snappling. Oh boy, it's going to be exciting. All ages are going to be on stage making things perform, live, buzz. And as we feed back information from our hearts into the community, as we share our experiences of the hurricane, it's going to be fun for all ages. Come along. If you want to perform, you can perform. If you want to just watch, you can just watch. Most of all, just come and be part of the Hurricane Theater Experience.
Okay, cool. So I guess see you tomorrow at 7:30 Visitor Center.
That's right. One more time. 7:30 Visitor Center, Friday the 13th. Hurricane Theater. Everybody's welcome.
Also tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Whitehall, at Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India Culture, Dr. Elizabeth Urshich will make a presentation on Divine Feminine, a perspective from the U.S. and India. Her current research is on American Christian communities that worship with female images of God. Cyclone Relief Team with Land Resource Management Team informs us that if the focus for the first 2 days was to reopen a road access on the major arteries and then to communities, and then attention after shifted to public spaces like schools and kitchens, at the same time in a collaboration with the Cyclone Help Desk, a large number of trees on roof and no access issues were addressed. Work has now shifted to the cleanup and salvage of valuable wood. For the last 10 days, up to 45 persons, including road service, matrimandir, land resource management field workers, and hired help have been at it from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for cutting and loading. Almost 350 tractor trailer loads have been shifted to the land resource management yard, and there will still be many more to come. A process to evaluate this timber as an asset of Orville is currently underway. The volume of work is enormous and will take some time. Land resource management and other related groups are working on ideas to optimize the resources. One such idea is that materializing is an Orville Wood cooperation and sawmill that is envisioned to be a service unit as a collaboration led by the forest group. The challenges now are to continue with the collection, categorization and segregation of the lumber and its disposal. They also remind all individuals not to sell or exchange wood, but rather to put our communities on the list for collection. University of Human Unity is holding Saturday seminars at Unity Pavilion between 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and we are all welcome. At Gallery Square Circle Calacandra, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture will present on Saturday at 4 p.m. Jeff Shapiro and Friends, a group show by local and visiting ceramic artists. The Jeff Shapiro and Friends show at Calacandra aims at bringing together a myriad range of ceramic aesthetics showcasing current works and styles of participants. Our Royal Papers invites us to an exhibition at the Citadine Art Center also on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. And now some announcements connected with Pongal. Closed will be Solar Kitchen on Monday and Tuesday, 16 and 17. Visit the Center and Cafeteria will be closed on Tuesday, 17. Tanto Pizzeria will be closed also on Tuesday. And open would be Aurole Cafeteria on both days for breakfast and lunch. Natromon Garden Cafe will be open on all days for breakfast and lunch, and Roma Kitchen will be open for lunch on Monday the 16th and for lunch and dinner on Tuesday 17th. The Kailash Clinic is only closed on Pongal Monday 16th and on Tuesday will be open. New Colors welcomes us all on Tuesday 17th at 1 p.m. for the second year celebration of Pongal Festival. Let us come together and be happy with the children. Everyone can participate in arts and crafts activities and in column drawing. You can contact them for details on 958-551-3279. Matri Madi team informs us that reopening for visitors concentration will resume from 18th of January onward with a new timing for our villains who wish to bring one or two family members or close friends to the Matri Mandir. And the new timing is from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. in the inner chamber. They're asking you to come to the Matri Mandir access office by 8:45 a.m. Youth Center invites us to join their weekly open dinner nights after Cyclone Special Wednesday evening with organic red dosa from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and Saturday night pizza au four from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. But surely we are all welcome to pass by during the day to help with rebuilding works. We can contact them on 262-2857. On Saturday at the Aurelie Cafeteria at 7:30 p.m. they will screen a DVD about Ketsak dance in Bali. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can laugh at Monty Python and the Holy Grail, made in UK in 1974 and directed by Terry Gilliam, and on Saturday at the same place and time we can see an international drama, Instinct, made in USA in 1999 by director John Turteltaub with Anthony Hopkins and Cuba Gooding Jr. On Sunday at 3 p.m. at Children's Film they will screen animation adventure Despicable Me, made in USA in 2010 by director Pierre Coffin. And in the evening at 8 p.m. within Panorama French Cinema at Cine Club, we can see drama Army of Shadows, made in France in 1969 by director Jean-Pierre Melville. L'Homme après l'Homme, a film interview with Sat Prem, it's a powerful introduction to Sri Aurobindo and Mother's Evolutionary Action, also at Cinema Paradiso on Monday 16 at 5 p.m. There's nothing mind can do that cannot be better done in the mind's immobility and thought's free stillness. When mind is still, then truth gets her chance to be heard in the purity of silence. Truth cannot be attained by the mind's thought, but only by identity and silent vision. Truth lives in the calm, wordless light of eternal spaces. She does not intervene in the noise of the cackle of the logical debate, wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.